going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Joining us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. It is the man behind Pro Football Talk, the creator, the editor-in-chief, and you can get the Father of Mine ebook for free today and tomorrow only. It is Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk himself. Mike, with a ton of draft information, glad to have you on this Thursday. Mike, how are you doing?
Thank you, and thank you for the mention of the book promotion. You are guaranteed to get your money's worth. Guaranteed.
Fair enough.
That actually sounds quite appealing, and regardless of the price point. Mike, speaking of price points, I'm trying to figure out this NFL draft thing. We're hours away now, and it doesn't seem like there's been any moving or shaking. Do we expect there to be some trade activity in the top 10 ahead of the Bears getting that 10th pick?
You never know until it happens. There's plenty of teams that want to trade down. The problem is no one can trade down until someone wants to trade up. And you never trade up so you can tell friends and family, hey, we traded up from number 12 to number 3. You're trading up to get a player. And that's what I think complicates the negotiations, because there's a trade chart and what's the value and how do you... No, they're coming to get a player. Who is the player? How much better is the player than whoever else would be available? And what are we doing by way of coming up with a fair trade for that player? If you're going to 2 to get Travis Hunter, 3 to get Abdul Carter, whatever the case may be, you're trading for the player. That could complicate things and make it hard to come up with a true win-win. It may not turn out to be a win-win based upon how the various players and picks perform, but it needs to feel like it's an interchangeable, both sides are getting something they want out of this transaction. So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't think anybody knows. I love these mock drafts where trades are projected. Who the hell knows who's ultimately going to pull off a trade? There isn't even any serious talk about a trade that's happening. And anytime I see a report that someone's taking calls or getting calls or whatever the case may be, I think that team's just trying to spark a market for its pick.
No, I think that's fair, Mike. And it's also a litmus test. You're trying to see how much interest there is publicly or maybe with somebody else who's listening. What I think is funny is this was all unintentional, but it happened. We were talking earlier in our show about how there might be a real quarterback value here because of the unknowns in this draft and the few knowns. And we were talking about where Shedeur Sanders was going to fit within the last 10 minutes. Here's Pro Football Talk with this story. Mike Tomlin seems to be very comfortable with drafting Shedeur Sanders. So tell me about your thoughts about what Tomlin had to say about him, and then also how you came up with this discussion as well.
Well, Tomlin was very blunt as it relates to his belief that Shedeur Sanders doesn't get credit for his toughness. He doesn't get credit for the things he's done. The intangibles jump off the film. And Tomlin doesn't seem like the kind of guy who likes to play games. He doesn't like to waste time, especially his own time. A couple of years ago, they stayed where they were, and Kenny Pickett, the Pitt quarterback, fell to them. That didn't work out. Tomlin's not the kind of guy that's going to go hide under his bed when another scenario of a quarterback maybe landing in his lap arises. And there have been so many twists and turns and ups and downs as it relates to the Shedeur Sanders story. I don't know whether Deion Sanders was playing 5D chess or whether this just kind of happened, but I think when Deion said, and he told us 2 days before the Super Bowl in New Orleans, that I asked him point blank, under what circumstances would you come back and coach in the NFL? He said it would only be to coach my son. Whether he meant it or not, I think that caused plenty of coaches who would be threatened by the specter of Deion Sanders maybe wanting to come take his job. I think that caused a lot of people to find negative things to say about Shedeur Sanders. And I look at the one coach that I think would not be affected at all by this vague possibility that you're signing your own pink slip by signing off on Shedeur Sanders, and that's Mike Tomlin. And I don't know, did Deion, was this some sort of a test as to, you know what, if you're not sufficiently secure in your job that you're going to worry about me, Deion, then I don't want my son's career in your hands. And maybe I'm giving him too much credit, or maybe it's right on the money. But before the draft, you look at the board and you think, man, of all these teams, maybe Pittsburgh's the best spot for him. That might be how it turns out.
Looking at the Pro Football Talk mock draft that I saw.
Look at it.
Why do you not want me to look at it?
Wait.
Because I'm too busy working on my mock draft for next year. One's done. I've moved on to 2026 round one mock.
No, I thought it was interesting that the mock draft had him going to the Chargers, Shedeur Sanders. But more interesting than that, and of more note, was the fact that the people there at Pro Football Talk had Ashton Jeanty falling to 10, where the Bears could select him. Is that plausible? Can you see a world in which Jeanty falls to number 10?
And let me be clear, it was the Rams, not the Chargers.
Oh, my bad.
The Rams are the team that has a year-to-year quarterback and could be looking for a long-term answer, and they could even trade out of that spot at 26 to somebody from round two that wants to come up and get Sanders. But I don't think Jeanty's going to be there at number 10. I think that – and here's what happens. Hundreds of hours of time, tens of thousands of dollars of company money, resources, thought, debate, et cetera, meetings. It's all put into this process of setting a draft board. And then the owner wanders into the process. And I think the owner is the great wild card in so many of these cases. And I think there's going to be an owner out there that sees what Saquon Barkley did for the Eagles last year. And at some point today, tonight, whenever, is going to make it known, really like to have that kid from Boise State. And I think somebody is going to take him earlier than 10. He told me, Ashton did on Monday, that he sees his window as 6 opening with the Raiders, 12 closing with the Cowboys. He's going to go at some point 6, 12, or in between. I think he's going to go higher than that. The betting odds now have him going to the Jaguars at 5. I think the Patriots could trade down from that spot, get some extra lottery tickets, make their team better at multiple positions. I made the case today on PFT Live, you know, because at first blush, well, they've got Ramondre Stevenson. He's making $9 million a year. You really don't need Ashton Jeanty. But you know what? David Montgomery makes $9.175 million a year in Detroit, and they've got Jahmyr Gibbs, and that works pretty well. And Mike Vrabel, the new coach of the Patriots, comes from a Titans team that had Derrick Henry. Mm-hmm. And Josh McDaniels, when he was in the Raiders, who'd he have? Josh Jacobs. So I just think somebody is going to get smitten with the idea that Ashton Jeanty is going to be a gigantic straw that stirs the drink. And I think it's going to make him go, I think, earlier than we realize.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Yeah, I agree with that. I also was saying earlier, I think Genty is the beneficiary of good timing. When you see what Saquon Barkley did, it helps up the value of the position. And the NFL, as we know, is a very follow the hottest trend league. And that's a good example of maybe working out well for him.
Hey, also, on that notion of copycat, look at the Eagles. They've got a big, bad offensive line. There's going to be a lot of offensive linemen drafted tonight. And the problem is that's boring, right? You want your team to draft somebody who touches the football. Quarterback, receiver, running back, tight end, somebody who's going to be maybe that guy I want to get on my fantasy team. There's nothing fantastical about an offensive lineman until that offensive lineman is road grading people and all your skill position guys are getting things done. So I think the Eagles' success is going to help the running backs, and I think it's going to help the offensive linemen. And there's going to be some boring picks tonight because teams are going to emerge with offensive linemen, and the fans are going to be like, oh, but they're going to be feeling differently when that offensive lineman helps the offense reach a higher level.
That is the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, joining us here on Score Middays. Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harrison. You brought up fantasy football. I'm glad you did, because it feels to me, and I could be wrong on this, so I just wanted to take your pulse on this, that football fans are smarter than they've ever been before. Now, smart is kind of a thing I'll put in air quotes, because they're still going to be fanatical fans who want what they want.
But I can send you some of my emails that will balance out your opinion.
Well, what I'm saying is, overall, I think whereas for a time we did look at the NFL draft from almost a fantasy standpoint in what you just said about everybody touching the ball, but I think smart fans now know we need linemen both on the offensive and defensive side. And despite the display that Saquon Barkley put on the way to that Super Bowl championship, they see that Eagles offensive line and also that Eagles defensive line and understand that's how you win championships, and maybe they're more apt and okay with an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman at this point. I know, I feel like here in Chicago that's been a strong case made.
Well, I'd like to think that, but you still get a little more spring when your favorite team takes somebody who's going to be touching the ball. You just do. You do. I remember 1988, Vikings fan, 22 years old, watching the draft, they picked Randall McDaniel. And I was like, really? And he becomes a Hall of Famer. So I think that's a common reaction. We want that sizzle. We've locked in for 3 hours. We've committed our evening to seeing who our team's going to get. And all 32 teams have their pick. They're expecting a boost in the ratings because every fan base, every team, let's see what they're going to do. And I think there's always that hope that you're going to get quarterback, receiver, running back, somebody that touches the ball on a regular basis and provides excitement. And a guy whose jersey you want to buy. How many times do you go to a game and see an offensive lineman's jersey?
Usually they have to be retired and a Hall of Famer for that to happen.
It's true. That's a very good point. But we do love our offensive linemen who are analysts here in Chicago. So maybe it's a little different here. Mike, I knew it was some sad news in the hypothetical department when my friend Ben Baby, the reporter for the Bengals for ESPN, reported that the Bengals are indeed getting funding to help renovate their stadium, thereby squashing the dreams we had of a two Chicago football team town.
And it's still not over because it's not coming with a new long-term extension. But if the Bengals in the league are kicking in $120 million for a $184.5 million short-term project, hard to imagine the Bengals walking away from that. So, hey, at some point it's going to happen. And look at the terms that were reported last week for a potential deal at the old RFK site in D.C. for the Commanders. $3 billion with as little as $500 million coming from D.C. and up to $2.5 billion coming from the team. That's a ratio that the league is not going to be happy with. It's half right about now. This could be the first step toward a dramatic change in the percentage of total money for a project that the local government pays. And look, $120 million being paid by the Bengals, $64.5 million being paid by Hamilton County. I think things are changing, and the NFL is not going to put that on a T-shirt. But the reality is, teams in the league are going to have to start coming up with a greater percentage of the total project cost, because the public money just isn't going to be there like it used to.
I would like to have a moment of silence, Mike, for the mythical team that we had dubbed Bears 2. It created a lot of fun radio bits for us. We might just still keep it going just because.
Every crazy thing that ever happens sounds crazy when it's first conceived. Think about all the crazy stories that have happened in the NFL over the last 20 years. If you had gone straight to the end result and started talking about it, people would have thought you were nuts. It's just a matter of trying to figure out where the ball's moving, where things are going, where the trends are. And the bigger message here is the trend is against public money, and teams are going to have to figure out, if we got to pay for this ourselves, we're going to pay for it here, we're going to pay for it in Baylor Market, we're going to team up with another franchise that's in a big enough market for two teams and build one stadium and have that stadium pay for itself faster. These are just things that I think we all need to look at.
Looking at evaluation specifically, because we seem to always go back to Ashton Jeanty, and we understand it's a deep running back class. I guess I'm just trying to understand what the level of separation. I've heard a lot of different opinions from people who watch a lot of tape on this. What is your understanding as the drop-off between Ashton Jeanty versus the next batch of running backs that will be available in the NFL draft?
I think it's Ashton Jeanty and Omarion Hampton. I think Hampton's not far behind Jeanty, and you could maybe even have some teams that have Hampton higher than Jeanty.
Wow.
Here's the key, and I've been saying this for years. You better only use a top 10 draft pick on a running back if you think he's going to be a Hall of Famer. I remember in 2005, there were three running backs taken in the top five picks. It was Ronnie Brown, Cedric Benson, and Cadillac Williams to the Dolphins, Bears, as you well know, and the Buccaneers. And that's the last time we're going to see that. You better have an Emmitt Smith, an Adrian Peterson. Emmitt Smith wasn't a top 10 pick, by the way. Barry Sanders, Saquon Barkley, somebody who's going to become great. Because the thing that we learned last year, the adjustment to the devaluation of the running back position is very simple. For the average random running back, it's still devalued, because you can throw a rock in any round of the draft and get a running back, but you can't get a great one. And that's where I think the teams went too far. They lumped in Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs with all the other running backs. And that's where they went wrong. And that's where I think, as we said earlier, the copycat nature of the league, you've got Jeanty and you've got Hampton. Those guys could be viewed as potential superstars. They have greater value now, because we saw last year what Barkley could do for the Eagles. We saw last year what Derrick Henry did for the Ravens.
Mike, we appreciate you taking the time, especially on the draft day. And I was also laughing at one of your other stories on Pro Football Talk, because of course it reminded me of the Bears' previous head coach. The headline is, "Are teams avoiding players who don't, quote, love football," end quote. When you say that, I know it's more of an attitude discussion, and I have an attitude necessarily, but just mindset, work ethic, that type of deal. Lead me into the topic that you and Chris Sims were discussing when this came up.
Well, and this came from a Jay Glazer tweet, who said for the first time he's noticed the prevalence of teams not just using whether and to what extent a guy loves football as a tiebreaker, but basically taking guys off the board if they don't love football. I think that's a mistake, because they can learn to love it. Or how many of us have jobs we don't like, but we still do them? I mean, if you're good at something and they're going to pay you to do it, and what else am I going to do? So I'll go do this thing that's going to pay me a ton of money to do, even though I don't love it. It's a short period of time in my life. I'm going to play for 5-7 years. I'll bank the money and I'll move on. You don't have to love it. I think that it's a reflection of the resentment of the fact that these kids now have a little bit of power. They got a little leverage. They got money in the bank. They don't come in, yes, sir, no, sir, I'll do whatever you want because I got nowhere else to go. I got no other money. I think the old school football mindset doesn't like that. And I also think that it overstates how much money they're making. Mm-hmm. Guys aren't coming out of college with generational wealth. It's a Band-Aid. It's not going to carry them into their 50s, 60s, and 70s. They still need to show up and play. And the good ones are going to show up and play. Who cares if they love it or not? I also think that teams like guys who love football, because if they really love football, you know what's going to happen? When it's time to negotiate a contract, they're going to cave more quickly because they're not going to be driven to hold out for the last dollar because they love football too much to do that.
So just not as exploitable as they used to be is what I'm hearing.
Exactly. Like, yeah. And they don't like it. The rabbit's got the gun. That's what's going on in college football. And the fact that NIL is putting money in the pockets of these players. I'm waiting for the year that a guy who is a top prospect says to the team that is getting ready to draft him, number one overall, I'm not going to play for you. And if you draft me, I'm going to sit out the whole year and re-enter the draft because I got $10 million in the bank that I'll live on.
Yeah, I was worried that last year that was going to be Caleb Williams in that exact scenario, but that did not happen, as we know. And Mike Florio, we will talk to you about that, the movement in the NIL lawsuit that's happened. I know we were talking about it a little bit earlier. So post-draft day, I want to get your thoughts on that. I know we'll read for your articles and your opinions on that as well.
Awesome.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.